Hi, welcome to FTSE Russell Convenes. I'm Lee Turner-Kahn, head of America's Index Investments Group. And today I am joined by Fiona Bassett, CEO of FTSE Russell. In our discussion, we'll be covering Fiona's career journey and her evolution to leading for the FTSE Russell Index business. If you don't already, please follow us on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the latest show updates. Fiona, welcome.
Thank you very much, Lee. Pleasure to be here.
What piqued your interest to take a job on the indexing side that is owned by a stock exchange?
That's a great question. So first and foremost, when I was approached about it, obviously I had the benefit of being a client of FTSE Russell as well as other index providers. And I felt like FTSE Russell, really great brand. Unique in many ways in the sense that it has really strong, I would say, leadership positions in each of the asset classes, so can truly deliver a multi-asset class proposition. But also the fact it's part of the London Stock Exchange was hugely advantageous in delivering a really powerful client proposition, particularly because we live in a world where data ownership is critical, where clients want to go deeper with fewer, and where there are component parts of the broader London Stock Exchange Group estate that we can put together to really help deliver the ecosystem around our indices, recognizing the importance of not just the indices themselves, but the data, the analytics, the derivatives, the way in which people consume and interact with our product. And then, of course, the fact that London Stock Exchange Group is also acquisitive made that, at a strategic perspective, a really interesting opportunity. And I'm pleased to say that 10 months on, that hypothesis is wildly validated. And I think we're already making great strides and I think huge future ahead of us.
So it sounds like it wasn't just that it was the index business. It was what it was a part of, being part of the exchange and the full ecosystem there.
Yeah, a strange thing for me to say because we celebrate 40 years of actually both FTSE and Russell indices individually and collectively this year. And yet at the same time, I think we're still early in the evolution of indexing. And clearly in equities where passive assets now have overtaken actively managed assets, It's very well developed. But I would say if you look at fixed income, we are early in the overall runway of that. In areas like sustainable and the move to net zero or decarbonisation, in the early stages of that. And I think the other aspect of it is you look at developing economies and their use of index funds and ETFs as the basis for moving clients from a savings economy to an investing economy. And then you look at the advent of digital wealth, which actually expands the opportunity set to be able to deliver solutions to clients who maybe were underserved from financial markets. And I think all of those align to have a great forward for the indexing industry.
It's interesting because you'd think, well, isn't passive done? Like, right, you have the indexes, they market, they capture the market. Is there that much more innovation to have? But you bring up digital and you bring up fixed income and active. It sounds like there's plenty of room still for innovation when you look across the clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you point out digital as being a great example of that. Fixed income is further behind than equities and got runway, but it's an established asset class in some way. And then you've got the rise of digital, and the clear demand for tokenized assets. And I think the importance actually of a provider such as ourselves providing the transparency and the governance framework around an asset class that needs not only that, but also the education around it, and is at a much earlier stage in the journey. So I think the wonderful thing about financial markets and investing is that the nature of it is dynamic and there is always something new.
That must present challenges too. So what are some of the biggest challenges now that you're 10 months in that you see with either in the role itself or within the index business?
So I think, as I say, we're still early in the overall development. I think there's a huge amount of need for education. That is true both even actually in established spaces as well as the more nascent. And I think clearly we see our role very much to provide that education and thought leadership to the market as much as it is to provide the products and the toolkit to help our clients manage risk and invest accordingly. From a FTSE Russell perspective, say a 40th anniversary this year, but in many ways I look at ourselves as a startup when I think about FTSE Russell being part of the London Stock Exchange and our ability, I think, to deliver a really strong value proposition for our clients, even stronger value proposition for our clients. That level of entrepreneurialism is kind of key, I think, to the way that I want us to operate in solving problems with our clients and partnering with them.
I would assume that you're trying to set up teams that will have that entrepreneurial attitude as well and try to solve those challenges. Always when a new leader comes in, I assume that's a challenge that you have to face. Do you have the right structure? How has that been?
We have wonderful people. And I knew this as a client because it was very clear to me that I felt that of all the index providers, and it sounds like I'm biased saying this, but I can truly say this having been a client, I really felt that FTSE Russell were the ones who really had partnership at the core of their approach.
I would agree.
And I certainly can see this having crossed to the other side, as it were, and seeing how much this is innate in our DNA. And the desire that we have to lean in even more to that, I think, you know, the client's at the heart of everything that we do. We focus on how do we help our clients grow and how do we help them solve the problems, and I think we will grow too.
I'm reminded of something you said to me in the first time I met you. We sat down, we had not formally met. I think we'd done a few meetings together. And you asked me to walk through my career. And I said, oh, I had this one job. It was my favorite job. And you looked at me and you said, I want this to be your favorite job. And I was so struck by that. I was like, that's a fantastic attitude. Do you think about that every day, that everybody under you, you want them to, that's a hard challenge to get everyone to be the favorite job. Is that a goal of yours?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, I want FTSE to be fabulous, right? And that's I want us to be fabulous for our clients. And I want us to be a fabulous place for our people where we can have really wonderful careers, where we provide the opportunity for mobility so people can have a varied set of experiences. Organizations are at their best when they have highly motivated people who really have a sense of a bigger purpose and feel that they are empowered and equipped organizationally to deliver on that. And then I think magical things can happen.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I'm excited to try to make that happen with you. And what would you want our clients to say about us if they asked, if I said, what do you think of FTSE Russell? What's the ideal thing you want to hear?
I'd love for them to say that we're their partner of choice. We're the first port of call if they've got a question, if they've got a challenge, if they've got an issue, if they want to make a connection. I think one of the things that FTSE Russell can bring is, you know, we sit in the intersection of the ecosystem. We touch asset owners and asset managers and insurance companies and banks and hedge funds and exchanges. And I think that that provides us with a unique lens and a unique responsibility to connect some of those dots. The power of that community, I think, is something that can be really brought to bear to bring a very positive value for clients.
I completely agree. Well, I think that's a fantastic way to end on, that we become the partner of choice. So Fiona, thank you for your time today. It was an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much, Lee.